This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom. And it's the only station, you people, that you'll get the true voice of freedom. None of this politically correct crap. I'm tired of politically correct bull crap. Renegade Radio, and as always, we are proud, very, very, very proud to be the Patriot. Welcome to the dark side on this great Tuesday morning. This is Bob Romanek, the craziest, no goodest, rottenest, good for nothing son of a bitch that you'll ever want to hear on the radio. But I am also the only person on the radio that'll be honest with you, that'll be truthful, but won't talk that politically correct crap because I don't have to. You're going to get the unfiltered truth here. And as always, if you don't like it, just don't listen. I don't give a damn if anybody listens. I'll talk to myself. Then I'll be talking to the most intelligent person in the world, me. So if you want to listen, if you want to participate, just don't do a lot of cussing, a lot of crazy crap, because we have to cut you off. But if you want to participate, I'm not going to bite your head off. I'd like to have some good common sense dialogue, but I can't seem to get it. I either get the niggers or the stupid white son of a bitches. I get some good callers, and I've had good callers throughout my radio career. But these guys, you never hear because they get on, start cussing before the segment even starts. So those people just kind of stay away. We don't need you, don't want you. Hey, I want to make a little side note. Kevin Slayton's our sports director and host of the Kevin Slayton Show every Monday through Friday right here on the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM from 7 to 9 AM. And he's gotten to a few fights with this idiot, and this guy is an idiot, and Slayton does know what he's talking about, and this idiot always wants to fight him. I call him Rich, the little bitch, the little faggot bitch from Arizona. He used to live in St. Louis. He was ran out of St. Louis, and I guess they ran him. I guess that's where some of the faggots go down to Arizona. But Rich called today giving me crap. And Rich, you know, stay at the gay bathhouses. You'll do a lot better. You'll score a lot more points and a lot more whatever you score at a gay bathhouse, Rich. But don't call and harass. This guy wants to be a radio star so bad, and he'll get on my show, get on Slayton's show, and he's just a total little bitch piece of crap from Arizona. So, Rich, the little faggot bitch, please don't call. Don't bother me anymore. I don't have time. I want to start off again with this St. Louis situation. I had a lot of people yesterday stop me, call me, thank me. And I don't want anybody to thank me for anything because it's not me. All I am is a messenger. All I am is a person who is going to give you the truth. All I am is a person that's a proud white man who's not afraid and ashamed to be white. All I am is a person that wants equal treatment for everybody. All the blacks, all the whites, you've never heard me say unequal treatment for the blacks or I hate the blacks. Now, I dislike and hate the niggers just like I do the crackers and the hunkies, the bastards that go out and rob and rape and steal and kill and sell dope. Now, those bastards, I don't give a damn. They're white, black, purple, or gold. I don't like them. I never have, never will. And if that pisses you off, again, just don't listen. But we've got Chief Hayden, and I don't know if he's a bad guy or not, but he says, because of all the gun violence, all the gun violence in St. Louis. They're going to put on 6 more homicide detectives. Now, I say, Chief, why waste your time with homicide detectives? I was a homicide detective. And you know when I got called? I sit on my ass until there was a homicide. 6 new homicide detectives, Chief, isn't going to stop this crime. Isn't going to stop this big, big, massive crime wave all throughout the city of St. Louis. And I say this with all due respect. You ought to be totally embarrassed because of the lack, I don't know if it's the lack of leadership or the lack of knowledge of professional police work, but Chief, you've debacled the whole thing. Now, I know last year you tried to hand out the popsicles and you had the Hayden's Triangle. That Hayden's Triangle gets worse and worse and worse. You're supposed to do something about the crime, Chief. Not just all the rhetoric, but you say because of the gun violence, you're going to put 6 more homicide detectives in the street. And then you say that you're going to deploy additional officers to investigate the homicides. And you've ramped up the police department's use of overtime. Now, I say to that, how much overtime is in your budget, Chief? You know, you can see that's what pisses me off with you. And that's why I wanted to come after you today. You wanted to do the old okey-fadoke. Oh, we're going to ramp up the use of overtime. What is the use of overtime? You can have a policeman on every other street corner in St. Louis. And if you haven't got a stopgap measure to stop some of this violent crime, it's not going to do any good because somebody will see a policeman, they'll walk 3 blocks away and start shooting someone else. Now, if you're going to be honest with the people of St. Louis, I'm not going to give you as much crap, Chief, but you, the public safety director, I'd rather lie to you than tell the truth, lie to Cruson. You guys want to play the old okey-fadoke. You always want to talk the talk. All you good people want to talk the talk, but you never, ever, ever walk the walk. Going to put more overtime police officers on. What's that going to do, Chief? Are you going to have one on every corner in North St. Louis? I don't think so. North St. Louis, an awful big area, and I know you're short of policemen the way it is. Are you going to tax the people even more? Are you going to override your budget by $1 or $2 or $3 or $4 million and put a policeman on every street corner? You can't do that, Chief. And see, that's what pisses me off, people. They want to sit there. They're true politicians. They want to sit there and lie to you. Yeah, we're going to do this. Think about it. 6 new homicide detectives because of the gun violence. Well, that means you're anticipating more gun violence, Chief. That means you're anticipating more homicides. So you're going to bring more homicide detectives on? 6 more homicide detectives aren't going to do anything. But try to solve these homicides. I think only 1 homicide out of the 20 or 30 have been solved in St. Louis. Now that's a statistic that, and I have to get the proper percentage, but that's a statistic that really, really is earth-shattering. All these homicides, nobody's getting caught, and I know in the St. Louis black area, the nigger area, not the proud black area, always keep the proud blacks out of the equation. They don't snitch. Snitches get stitches. We don't snitch. Well, they put up $100,000 for somebody to snitch on somebody that's killed these 4 innocent black children, these beautiful 4 innocent black children who have no opportunity now to live their life, whatever their life may be. Their lives were taken from them by some asswipe, no good niggers. It wasn't white people driving through the community. Somebody said, well, how do you know it's not white? I can guarantee you that the whites aren't. The whites are afraid to drive through North St. Louis. That's why there's no businesses, no productive, prosperous businesses in North St. Louis. You can't get any white people. They're all afraid to come up there. But for the chief, now they're having another big summit. They're having a rally, a big rally in St. Louis. A rally. How many rallies are you bastards going to have over there? Having a rally. Chief Hayden, additional 6 homicide detectives to stop the needless killings of the innocent children. All you have to do, Chief, all you have to do is get your politicians to let the police officers do their job. Get the politicians, let the police officers get out in the street and do what they're supposed to do. Nothing illegal. But put yourself and the city, all the city administrators, all the aldermen, put them behind your professional police officers. See, I think you're having the wrong meetings. You can have meeting with the citizens. You can spend like Lida Cruson wants to, and what an idiot she is. $700,000 to train people to go into the bad communities and talk to the people. You think the crap bums would want to talk to these people? Crap bums are out killing, robbing, raping, stealing cars, selling dope until 1, 2, 3 o'clock in the morning. They're not going to be around. So you're going to preach to the good people how dangerous it is out on the street. You don't have to preach to them, Chief. You don't have to preach to them, Mayor Crewson. They know how dangerous it is out on the street. But you're going to keep the meetings going. You're going to keep the crap going. And it's been 5, 6, 7 years. When is this going to stop, Mayor Crewson? When is this going to stop, Chief Hayden? And I ask you people in North City, when are you going to put your foot down, not against the white guy? Let's don't tear up and burn up Ferguson, Florissant, St. Louis. Let's put your foot down for a change for these politicians. It's these politicians' fault that these killings are happening because they can't, they're not capable of stopping the crime wave in North St. Louis. You need to have a meeting, Mayor Crewson, Chief Hayden, Public Safety Director of St. Louis. You guys need to have a meeting with your police department. Need to have a meeting with the soldiers. The soldiers are going to stop this crime. They're not going to stop it. That police department, and nothing against either the black or white officers, but that police department's so divided, there's enough internal crap, they can't fight the external crap. And everybody knows that. Nobody wants to say it. Bob Romanek, you're wrong for saying it. No, I'm not wrong for saying it. I'm 100% correct for saying it. You have to get behind your police department. Now, I don't know that's going to stop all the crime. Probably never will, because there's a lot of violent people in this world. But I'll tell you what, it'll take a big hunk out of the crime. You notice they've had all these meetings, light all these candles, have all these marches. They need to sit down with the police officers in a room and say, hey, what's it going to take? Give us your ideas. Because, you know, a lot of police officers out there, you don't have to be a chief of police to have a good idea. There's a lot of officers out there that have good ideas because those officers are the ones that are out on the street. It's not the mayor who's got a bodyguard. It's not the chief. It's the police officers. And if you start respecting the proud professional police officers, and not just in St. Louis, throughout this great country, it benefits all of us. You don't have to like the police department, but you better respect the police department. Because how these police departments go in the future, that's how the crime rate in all of our communities, you hear me, in all of our communities will go. Go ahead, Jim. You're on the dark side.
Yeah, Bob, thanks for taking my call. It's pretty sad when you got to offer the money to get the black community someone to come forward to tell on a child killer. I mean, don't they have enough wherewithal to come forward anyway? And then all that mayor, that Crewson, she's a joke. She's in over her head. Her idea is giving money away to all these little better life family blacks. It's a scam. And then they'd get a bunch of singing Negroes out there with balloons and giving lip service. That's all it is. It's talk. And they're intimidating. They intimidate the police. What do you expect to happen when you take the power away from the police and you're dealing with these uncivilized savages? I mean, what do you expect? They sense like a wild animal. They sense weakness, and they take advantage of it. The police, there's all this crime going on because you got a bunch of clowns down there. And I heard about Illinois wants to extend MetroLink to Mid-American Airport, over $100 million when they're bankrupt. I mean, Mid-American Airport, there's only one airline there, and half their flights are canceled. They're just throwing money like it's candy. And for Crewson to get on there and cry, she's a liberal wimp. I mean, her own husband got his brains blown out. You'd think she'd be for a strong police. The police, I work for this city. And I tell you, Bob, I've seen police just back off. They drive with no plates. They run red lights and yell at the cops, and the cops just walk the other way. I'm saying, my God, you castrate these guys. Let's put them back. Let's give them some you-know-what and get them to do their job. But you got these worthless Clyde Crewson down there going bankrupt, talking, giving lip service. It's never going to change, Bob.
You know, Jim, thanks for the call. You're right, Jim. The way it's going, it is never going to change. Our country is never going to change. We're going to destroy ourselves from within. When whoever said back in the day, we don't have to worry about the foreign enemies killing us. We're going to kill ourselves from within. And it's a hell of a start. We've got a hell of a start right now, killing ourselves from within. Not just in St. Louis, all throughout this once great country of ours. I mean, there's violence in the streets every day. And these idiots, and I can't carry a gun because I'm a felon, but I think people that can legally carry a gun should carry a gun. It's not the gun. The gun's not going to kill anybody. It's the person behind the gun. It's the mental idiot. It's the no good criminal. There are some people, and I was a policeman long enough, Jim and everybody else, some people are just violent. Some people are just nasty. Some people are just bad people. Now, we all make mistakes, all of us. Some of us get caught, go to jail. Others, or the rest of us, don't get caught and don't go to jail. But we're not violent people. But there's some violent people out on the street. And unless these politicians come together, see, they don't want to piss anybody off. They don't want to piss anybody off because they need the votes. See, these politicians always got to have the votes. You know, I've got a mayor here in Belleville, Mark Maximus Vaginus, the big pussy Eckert. He'd rather have a vote than save a life. They say how safe it is in Belleville. Hell, they have robberies all the time. They've had killings. Nobody wants to talk about it because it'll run the businesses out. All the good businesses are gone. There's no businesses in North St. Louis, Jim and everybody else, because of this crime. But once again, here's Lida Cruson, here's Hayden, here's a public safety director. What are they doing? They're giving lip service. Oh yeah, we're going to have another meeting. We're going to put 6 new homicide detectives. What an idiot you are, Chief. I'm a trained professional police officer, have a master's degree in criminal justice. I'm not perfect, but I tell you what, you don't know what the hell you're doing. You're spinning your wheels, you're costing the city money, you're gonna throw all this overtime out for a week or two or three or four, and then there's not gonna be any money in the budget for overtime. But you people in St. Louis, especially North St. Louis, you know why they're doing that. They're trying to put a stopgap measure. They're trying to make it not sound as bad. Hey, we're out there doing something. Look, we're putting 6 homicide detectives on. We're putting more overtime. That's just a Band-Aid on a gunshot wound. It may look good, but it's not going to help. And everybody that has any intelligence at all knows that it's not going to help. But they're going to continue to do this. And I ask Lida Cruson, I ask the chief, I ask all you politicians on the Missouri side of the river in St. Louis, when are you going to stop this violence? It's not going to stop itself, and the rate you guys are going, it's never going to be stopped. They're going to put more policemen on the street. That's not going to do any good. That's not going to do any good at 3 in the morning. What, are they going to put 5 or 6 policemen at every football game? 5 or 6 policemen at every outing in North St. Louis? And for you good people in the West End and South St. Louis, you better be worried because it's coming your way. They're destroying North St. Louis. They're going to come to the Central West End, and after they leave the Central West End, they're going to come to South St. Louis. They're going to have all of St. Louis County destroyed before it's over. So you people that aren't involved right now, you better get involved. You better take a concern, because if you're not concerned, it's going to come back to bite everybody, and it's just a matter of a little bit of time. Go ahead, Joe. You're on the dark side.
Yeah, these niggers aren't going to change, Bob. Me and my family went up to Eckert's apple picking, and the niggers were throwing apples at each other. They are animals. These young niggers are nuts.
You know, Joe, are you a proud white guy? You sound black. Joe, what an idiot you are. See, you got... Hey, if you want to put something up somebody's behind, Joe, that show, especially a man, that shows how much of a gay bastard you are. Let's go ahead and take one more call before break. Go ahead, Walt. You're on.
Hey, Bob, you're doing a good job, and I'll tell you what they need to do in North St. Louis. They catch the person that's doing something wrong. They need to string them up and show them that they mean business. We need to go back to the old times like they had in East St. Louis that my dad told me back in the 50s. And whenever they had a riot there in East St. Louis, they actually called the militia in, and they were stringing them up on telephone poles, and they was tanking and throwing them. They were jumping in bread boxes. They set the house on fire, and they throwed the inside the house. They got rid of them in a hurry.
You know, Walt, hey, thanks for the call. That sounds like a little dramatic for me, but I think you're right. Something needs to be done. You people, and I'll say it time and time again, they have all these killings. They have then all the rallies, all the candle vigils, all this. That's been going on in St. Louis for the last 6, 7, 8, 10, 20 years. And they say, I'm a racist. I'm not a racist. I'm a realist. I don't even want to see the niggers die over there unless they deserve to die, unless they kill somebody. I don't want to see any nigger, any cracker, any hunky, any proud white or any proud black die, because they may be asswipes, but they've got decent people in their family, and it would hurt their family. But having said that, at the end of the day, that North St. Louis is like a big cancer, and it's growing and growing and growing. And here's a Dr. Crewson and Dr. Hayden. They're saying up at the podium, well, we're going to do something about it. We're going to give them a little bit more tea to drink, and we're going to give them a little bit better meal. No, that's not going to address the cancer problem. And what you ignorant bastards in St. Louis, you political leaders in St. Louis are doing, you're not addressing the problem in North St. Louis. You're skating around it day in and day out. You're going to put money, $400,000 for this group to go out and talk to the people, now $700,000 to go out and talk to the people, now 6 more homicide detectives, more overtime. See, they're saying that because all the heat's on them now, people. What's going to happen in 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks when there's more killings? And there's going to be, because again, you can't have a police officer on every street corner. It's amazing. It's amazing how Lida Crewson and Chief Hayden sit back with their thumbs up their butts, not knowing that, you know what, I feel sorry for them and the people of St. Louis, because I honestly think they're incompetent. I don't think they know what the hell to do. And I will tell you, if they tell you to fly a plane and there's 500 people on that plane and you can't fly it, get your ass out of that pilot seat. Because if you fly that plane not knowing what you're doing, you're going to wreck that plane and kill everybody on it. Have enough dignity. Have enough intelligence. Mayor Crewson, John Hayden, public safety director, to put somebody in a position that knows what they're doing and get it done. I know it will embarrass you, but it'll embarrass you more by all the killings, all the needless killings, the wanton needless slaughter, the slaughter that's going on, not just in North St. Louis. It's carrying over now. There was a killing on Washington Avenue at one of the so-called safe condos there. You people see that it's coming all throughout. This cancer doesn't stop. You can talk about cancer all you want. You can talk about cancer all you want. But until you treat it, until you stop it, it's going to grow and grow and grow. And that's what this violence in North St. Louis has done. It's growing and growing and growing. I live on the Illinois side. I say, I don't give a damn. The hell I don't, because one day, if it's not stopped, it's going to be over in our neighborhoods. I want to stop now, and I want to stop because even the ass white bastards over there in North St. Louis, not the proud blacks, but the niggers, they deserve to have a decent quality of life. And when you send your kid to a football jamboree, and they're 7, 8, 9 years old, and they get gunned down and died and not coming home, that's serious. That's serious crap, people. Now, I don't give a damn if a guy sells dope, gets in a shootout, shoots somebody or kills somebody, and they come and kill him. I hate to see death at any level, but I understand that. But when a 7, 8-year-old, young, innocent, beautiful black child gets killed walking down the street going to a football jamboree on a Friday night, where, I ask, where is all the outrage? Where is all the outrage? Where's the outrage like the outrage in Ferguson, like the outrage all over this country when a white police officer shoots a black defendant legally, justifiably? But there's violence and craziness front page all over. I don't see front page. I don't see you people in North St. Louis. I know you're complaining about Bob Romanek saying nigger. You've made 15,000 plus complaints, and that's okay. I'm a big boy. I can take it. But you sit back when a 7 and 8 year old girl died. You bastards ought to all be at City Hall staying there day in and day out until something's done, until there's some kind of plan. Crewson has no plan. The chief of police has no plan. They sit back there and feed you that old okey-fadoke. Feed you that old okey-fadoke, and you people take it. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. Lines are always open. We are America's voice of freedom. Definitely the Patriots. You can call toll-free 1-888-394-1430. On the east side, 394-1190. And we'll be back right after this break. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM. Insane broadcasting at its finest. America's bi-state voice of freedom. Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio. And you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM. Insane broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot. Hey, you hear it every day. Bob Romanek's not going to take it. And if I've got one person to change their attitude about this crime, one person to do something productive, something that's good for the community, then I've done my job. I've done my job as a messenger to get the message out. And then I read that says here that the incentive for turning in somebody shouldn't be money. But it says, but at this point, anything is worth a try. No, anything is not worth a try. Getting the job done is the only thing that counts. The Post disgrace on Sunday, pleading for help. Big letters, front page, top fold. The community is pleading for help. And the politicians, I won't blame it on the police officers, it's the politician. It's the politicians. And it says, it's been an emotionally exhausting summer for St. Louis, with headlines announcing the grim toll of dead kids week after week. And you people sit back, you people in North St. Louis, you can kiss my ass. Come over and pick at me. You might as well waste your time picking at me. You waste your time picketing everything else. Why don't you do something constructive with the time you have? Why don't you demand these politicians get your ass down to City Hall and demand that Lida Crewson, the Chief Hayden, that these bastards do something for you people in North St. Louis. Actually, I even feel sorry for the bums in North St. Louis. And Crewson wants to seek a cure to combat crime in St. Louis, so she's spending money to have people come in and talk to you about crime. Now, I think you people are experts on crime, and it's just amazing. We got to get off this. So let's take another caller. I'm getting tired. This is depressing me. Go ahead, Ron. You're on the dark side.
Hey, Bob, I'm driving. I need to turn my volume down in my truck.
I don't give a damn. As long as you don't interfere with me, I don't care.
Okay. In fact, I heard you discuss earlier in the week, or last week it was maybe, that you know, maybe President Trump ought to go to Chicago and maybe try to meet with people or what have you. Why can't you shoot somebody with a gun? Why can't they just give him the death penalty? You know, boom.
Well, Ron, you know why? If you listen to me at all, because of these politicians. These politicians, these judges, these state's attorneys, these mayors and governors are saying, no, no death penalty. But see, those aren't the bastards as family members getting killed. I've said 1,000 times, when somebody's family member gets killed and the person is convicted in a court of law by his peers of that murder, then the family should decide what happens to that bastard. But no, these politicians, they want to get into our lives. They want to get into our pocketbooks. They want to get into every facet of our existence because they want to have control. And Ron, at the end of the day, it's always because of the politicians.
I wonder how many of these thugs that go around shooting the place up, I just wonder what their education is. How many of them are high school graduates? You know, because you hear, there's no father in the home or what have you. You know, they graduated from high school, they had some type of discipline.
Now, Ron, and I'll let you go because I'm up against a couple breaks here. No, Ron, that's not true. I taught at the college down in East St. Louis. I taught college freshmen and sophomores who graduated from high school who could not, you hear me, could not read or write, could not, and this is in the 80s, could not, and I flunked them all. And you know what the dean told me? Bobby, you flunk them again, I'm going to have to let you go. They were black from East St. Louis, so you know what I did last time? I was a man of stature. I was a man of convictions. I passed them all the next time because I didn't want to lose my $35 an hour, being honest. Hell, if I didn't pass them, somebody else would have. No, that's not true. See, it's all about scholastics in these black schools because they all want to be superstars and only one half of one half of 0.5% ever are. And it's amazing. And I say to that, the proud black community, don't hold the white people responsible for the education in the black community, because if the whites come in and they have in East St. Louis, then it's, oh, you're a racist. We can do it ourselves. No, you can't do it yourselves. Hey, let's get off the subject a little bit. The first woman astronaut that was going to be on the moon, I don't even know her name. Her name's irrelevant. She was going to be, she's been an astronaut, was going to go to the moon, the first lady to land on the moon, and now her wife, they're getting a divorce. I don't know where the hell they got married. They're getting a divorce. Said that the astronaut hacked into her banking account while she was up in space using the government facilities to hack her bank account. So now you got two lesbians fighting, and now the one lesbian, I don't know if I guess, that, is that a proper term, lesbian? I don't know. Or people of other sexual satisfactions. Who knows? But anyway, now she's not going to be the first woman on the moon because allegedly she has accessed her wife's. I like that. I never thought I would hear anybody say that. Her wife accessed her bank account, and now there's going to be a lot of crap. But it's really amazing. Also, I saw something that really, and I talk about politicians all the time. Vaping craze prompts new state laws. You know, everybody's vaping now. The young kids are vaping. But you know what it says? They're going to have, now I'm reading this verbatim from the Washington Post. With young people taking up electronic cigarettes in epidemic numbers, numerous states are slapping heavy taxes on vaping products and raising the age. Here's how they stop unhealthy situations. They're going to slap hefty taxes. See, these politicians don't give a damn. They don't give a damn. They've got gambling. Now they've got legalized marijuana. They're eventually going to have legalized cocaine and everything else. They've got alcohol, who one time was illegal. They've got that. They've got gambling. They've got everything that was a vice back in the day, other than prostitution, is now no longer a vice. And you know why it's no longer a vice? Because they can get tax money. They can steal the tax money. And it's amazing. It's amazing how we let it go. But we do. Then I see in Arkansas, they talk about the threat of white supremacy in well-known neighborhoods down in Arkansas. And I guess so, because I think they marry their brothers and sisters. And if that's what they want to do, that's on them. But here's what I say to that. They talk about the Aryan Nation. They talk about flying Nazi flags. They talk about these small white supremacist groups, how violent how violent, so they're going to have hate crime legislation. What about all these nigger groups? See, that's what really pisses me off. What about Antifa? What about Black Lives Matter? What about all these Muslim groups, these black nigger Muslims groups? Nobody ever says when they kill 10, 30 people, what? I guess it's a black supremacist group out here in North St. Louis killing all these innocent black kids. You notice when the niggers kill, it's no big deal. But when the whites kill, it's always, we're all white supremacists, all white supremacy. These newspapers, these liberal newspapers want to put that in every chance they get. Every chance they get, they want to talk about white supremacy, about white privilege. I'm tired. I'm tired of the white crap. I'm tired of everybody because you're white, you're wrong. And then they say that the police shouldn't chastise residents for not snitching. It says community policing requires relationship building. It requires envisioning a partner that helps children thrive. It requires picking up the phone when the constituents call before there is a crisis. If the police are not upholding their end of the social contact every day, they have no justification to admonish us if we're not the people who call them during tragedy. What the hell? You understand that? It's always, and that had to come from a nigger, it's always, always, always the police department's fault. Now they're saying because the police aren't the nicest guys in town, that's why there's so much crime. It comes to a point, people, it comes to a point that if we don't become real with this crap, if we don't become real with this crap, it's going to kill us. It's going to kill all of us. We're going to destroy ourselves. I see on a positive note that they charge this Christopher Grant, this nigger, no count, low life, good for nothing piece of crap with first degree murder and the killing of our heroic state trooper. At least the politicians have done something right. And it's in the paper, front page, top fold, the whole front page, which that's what it's need to be. That's some news. That's some respect for this fallen trooper. They want to put all kind of other crap on the front page because if it doesn't benefit their liberal, if it doesn't benefit their liberal agenda, they don't want to print it. If it doesn't fit their liberal agenda, they don't want to talk about it. Then I see in the paper, we talked about it briefly yesterday. After 400 years, African Americans still walk a long and winding road. What the hell do they mean? Courage without fear, after all, is just recklessness. Courage despite fear is well courage. Well, see, I'm well courage then because I'm not going to fight. I'm not going to fight for something that's not right to fight for. And to fight for my ethnic group, to fight to be proud to be white, I'll do today and every day. But they're going to 400 years, and now they're going to celebrate 400 years. Isn't it amazing? They'll knock every statue down. I said before, they'll knock every statue down of a Confederate soldier. They'll take the pictures out of Andrew Jackson, the President of the United States, because of messing with the Indians. But whenever they want to celebrate slavery, when they want to talk about slavery, after 400, big letters, after 400 years, African Americans still walk a long and winding road. I don't understand that when they're given everything. The last 20, 30 years now, slavery back in the day, I think was a rottenest thing to do. I'm not for enslaving anybody. But these young kids, these 20, 15, 20, 30-year-old kids coming up, they were never enslaved. They were given everything. And everybody knows that, but nobody will talk about it. Oh, no, we can't say that. If we say that, we're racist. No, if you say that, you're realist. I'm tired. I'm tired of the crap. And I hope you people are tired of it. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the proud Bosnian community over there in South St. Louis. Talk about them coming over with the fight they had in their foreign country. And now they're leaving the St. Louis area because it's even too dangerous for them. We'll talk about that right after this break. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom. Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM. Insane Broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom. Renegade Radio. As always, very, very proud to be the Patriot. I want to talk on a side note real quick. Obama, hometown was Chicago. Chicago, one of the most violent cities in the country, made $400,000 a year as president. So that's 8 years, $400,000. That's $3.2 million before expenses. He just bought or going to buy a $15 million house. He's been out of the presidency 2 years, going to buy a $15 million house on Martha's Vineyard. Him and his wife are worth over $60 million, over $60 million in 2 years out of office. What does that tell you, people? What does that tell you from the president on up and down? They're all a bunch of no good ass wife, good for nothing son of a bitches. They want to preach that stuff. Obama, I'm for the poor. He was never for the poor. He never took care of Chicago. Hardly ever went back to Chicago. And sure, he didn't move back to Chicago. Going to live on Martha's Vineyard, one of the safest, whitest places in the United States. $15 million estate. Think about it, people. That's just when I tell you it's always the politician's fault. Please, please, please believe me. Let's take one more call before I get this Bosnian. Go ahead, Patrick. You're on the dark side.
Good morning, Bob. Yes, I just had a note to say that all this killing is just like genocide. It is genocide. And it's basically just like when Hitler was putting people on railroad cars and sending them off and shooting them and sending them into gas chambers. It's a terrible thing going on here. And genocide, it needs something to be done. Well, I'm a proud American. My grandfather came over on a boat from 1916, brought him a German Shepherd puppy with him. So I know what is people are leaving. Not only their country, they're leaving St. Louis like it is a third world country.
Well, Patrick, let me tell you, thanks for the call. It is a third world country. People in Bosnia, they come over. You know how dangerous it was in Bosnia? You know, and I have total respect for the entire Bosnian community. They're strong, fearless people who have always taken care of themselves. They didn't need anybody to take care of them, especially coming from their country. And even with all the fighting over there, all the violent culture, the Bosnians who made the Bevo Mill area, they brought it back up because it was dying. You know, the Bevo Mill area with the windmill, it was dying. The proud Bosnians came in and cleaned it up, fixed it up, brought in businesses. But now they're even moving out. They're starting. Refugees who revived St. Louis are now moving out in big headlines. And yes, they are. And the Bosnian people, they're not afraid of anything, but they don't want their families to be shot walking the street. They don't want their families to be killed going to the grocery store, going to a football game, going somewhere. But isn't it amazing? Isn't it amazing that the Bosnians who came in from their war-torn country, who are proud people, who are violent, not violent people, but who are ferocious people when it comes to protecting themselves and their community and their families. They've had enough. in South St. Louis. And what do I say? When the North St. Louis crime isn't stopped in North St. Louis, it's going to go to the Central West End. It's going to go to South St. Louis. It's going to be all over. So you people in St. Louis, you better understand. And let me say again, and I can't say it enough, you ignorant nigger bastards. You can be pissed at me. You can hate me for saying nigger. I don't give a damn. But get off your asses and protect your people in North St. Louis. Get off your asses and go to City Hall. Don't go tear something down in Ferguson, burn something down in Ferguson because you're pissed. Go to City Hall. No violence. I don't advocate any violence. But go to City Hall and demand that something be done in North St. Louis. You sit back on your ass. You let killing after killing go. Your churches have little visuals. That doesn't mean a damn thing. That's been going on for 15, 20, 30 years, and you good people know it. The cancer is spreading. The cancer is spreading. The cancer of crime is spreading all through North St. Louis. It's spreading to the Central West End. It's spreading to South St. Louis. It's going to spread the entire metropolitan St. Louis region unless it stops. So you niggers, get off your asses. Be pissed at me. Act like you're pissed at me. And go to City Hall and demand that your children be safe. Demand that your children can walk down the streets without having the opportunity to never walk down the streets again. And as always, people, time to go. So let's continue as always to unite, to expose these asswipe bastard, political, parasitical, perverted punks that we call politicians. And I blame them for everything because they control us. Let's start controlling them. They work for us. We don't work for them. Elections coming up. Let's remember that. So let's continue to unite to expose these son of a bitches living under a rock, bastards. And at the end of the day, let's do unto them what they've been doing unto us for several decades. Let's destroy them. Never, never, never any violence. Let's destroy them politically, of course, right here on the dark side.
All the way from Bootlip, I mean the Boot Hill of the Ozarks, Bob Romantic, the grim rapper of radio, with his brand new single, Nigga Nation. The grim rapper of radio will be performing at Snoots and More in St. Louis this weekend.
Word! This is not about the Emancipation Proclamation, but instead the low-life nigger nation. All the greasy, sleazy, violent niggers need immediate incarceration to save our great nation from extermination and annihilation through the perpetration by the nigger nation. All the nigger think about is demonstration and devastation. They got to say nigger this and nigger that, and all the good people think this is no more than defecation, especially when the nigger nation cries and screams reparation. A nigger phrase that means they want something for free, or if not, there will be a nigger congregation who in desperation will have criminal determination and expectation to destroy our great nation in violation of all of our laws. The nigger nation needs to quit selling all those illegal deadly street medication and stop their impersonations of a porch monkey. This greasy nigger nation must finally get proper socialization and integration into a decent civilization instead of all of their thug intimidation. Why the nigger nation has an infatuation with violence and criminal association, no one knows. But if the nigger nation will act like they belong in our decent civilization, they will then get an invitation to be a respectful citizen instead of participation in all the violent confrontation. The nigger nation then needs to quit all that nasty fornication, popping out all those daddy-less babies. Maybe the nigger nation ought to instead think about masturbation and copulation to the decent generation of both proud white and proud black population. The nigger nation will have a graduation from violence and then have a celebration, no longer being a low-life nigger of the nigger nation. If all this is done with proper determination, the nigger nation will then get vindication and a proclamation of dedication to quit being a nigger who wishes devastation on our great nation. But if there's any deviation from this dissertation, there will be ramification and then justification, not to give you a standing ovation or a paid vacation, but the ultimate criminal destination, a lifetime of incarceration. Now it's time for the breakdown.
nigga. And I don't mean Negro, nigga. I don't mean black man. I mean nigga. Drop the mic, bitch.
This is Bob Romantic, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you've been listening to the all-new KQQZ, 1190 AM, Insane Broadcasting, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom, Radical Radio, and we are, as always, proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
They're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time. And I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha.
The Patriot.
Your First Amendment and All American Station.
A division of Insane Broadcasting.
Renegade Radio.
KQQZ, St. Louis. We'll